Welcome to Miller Park in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Ryan Friel. Batting second, the shortstop, Barry Larkin. Batting third, the first baseman, Sean Casey. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Adam Dunn. Batting fifth, the second baseman, D'Angelo Jimenez. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Austin Kearns. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Felipe Lopez. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jason LaRue. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Brandon Clausen. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Brandon Clausen. For the Milwaukee Brewers, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Scott Podsednik. Batting second, the shortstop, Bill Hall. Batting third, the first baseman, Lyle Overbay. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jeff Jenkins. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Keith Ginter. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Brady Clark. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Wes Helms. Batting eighth, the catcher, Gary Bennett. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Wes Obermueller. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Wes Obermueller. And now, play ball. Ryan Friel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Friel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Helms fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Sean Casey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Casey takes first base on ball 4. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Dunn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Podsednik hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Clausen, and towards Larkin, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Podsednik moves to second. 1 out. Lyle Overbay is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Overbay takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jenkins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kearns. Jenkins reaches second base with a double. Podsednik scores. Overbay goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Brewers. Keith Ginter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ginter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jenkins moves to third. Brady Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Friel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jenkins tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 3-0, Brewers. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Ginter. The throw from LaRue and he is safe. Ginter steals second. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Helms hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Brewers. Gary Bennett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. D'Angelo Jimenez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jimenez takes first base on ball 4. Austin Kearns batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kearns hits a line drive into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Jimenez moves to third. Felipe Lopez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lopez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jimenez scores. Kearns moves to third. It's 5-1, Brewers. Jason LaRue is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. LaRue hits a ball on the ground towards second. Ginter throws to second for 1, and Hall throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Kearns scores. LaRue moves to second. 1 out. It's 5-2, Brewers. Javier Valentin pinch runs for Jason LaRue. Brandon Claussen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Claussen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall misplays the ball. That's an error on Hall. Valentin moves to third. Ryan Friel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Friel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Friel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Helms fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Reds 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Javier Valentin now catching. Wes Obermueller batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Obermueller takes first base on ball 4. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Podsednik is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Podsednik hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Obermueller moves to second. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Friel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lyle Overbay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overbay is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Overbay hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dunn. Overbay reaches second base with a double. Obermueller scores. Podsednik moves to third. It's 6-2, Brewers. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jenkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Podsednik scores. Overbay moves to third. It's 7-2, Brewers. Todd Van Poppel now pitching. Keith Ginter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ginter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ginter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin fields it and throws to second for the out. Overbay scores. 2 outs. It's 8-2, Brewers. Brady Clark is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Ginter moves to second. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Helms is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Helms hits a fly ball into center field. Friel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0-for-1 in the game. Larkin takes first base on ball 4. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Casey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Casey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ginter fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dunn is 0-for-1 in the game. Dunn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Reds 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Gary Bennett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bennett is 0 for 1 in the game. Bennett hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-2, Brewers. Wes Obermueller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Obermueller is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Obermueller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Podsednik is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Podsednik hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Friel. Podsednik reaches second base with a double. Obermueller moves to third. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall strikes out. 1 out. Lyle Overbay is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Overbay is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Overbay hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Jenkins is walked intentionally. Keith Ginter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ginter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ginter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. D'Angelo Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jimenez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jimenez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Austin Kearns is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kearns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kearns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ginter fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Felipe Lopez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lopez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lopez takes first base on ball 4. Javier Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Valentin hits a pop-up towards short. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Reds 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ryan Friel now playing third base. Phil Norton now pitching. Darren Bragg now playing center field. Brady Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Friel fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wes Helms batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Helms is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Helms hits a line drive into left field. Dunn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Bennett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bennett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Norton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ryan Friel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Friel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Friel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark, who is chasing the ball. Friel reaches third base with a triple. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Friel scores. Two outs. It's 9-3, Brewers. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Casey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Casey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Reds 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Wes Obermueller is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Obermueller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Obermueller hits a fly ball to left field. The ball gets by Dunn. Bragg fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bragg. Obermueller moves to second. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Podsednik is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Podsednik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jimenez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Obermueller moves to third. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hall is 0 for 3 in the game. Hall strikes out. One out. Lyle Overbay is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Overbay is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Overbay strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jenkins is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Jenkins hits a fly ball into left field. Dunn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dunn is 0 for 2 in the game. Dunn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Helms fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. D'Angelo Jimenez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jimenez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jimenez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Austin Kearns batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kearns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kearns hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-4, Brewers. John Vander Waal pinch hits for Phil Norton. John Vander Waal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vander Waal hits a pop-up towards third. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Reds 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Joe Valentine now pitching. Keith Ginter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ginter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Friel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brady Clark is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Helms is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Helms hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dunn. Helms reaches second base with a double. Clark goes all the way around to score. It's 10-4, Brewers. Gary Bennett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bennett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bennett hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Helms moves to third. 2 outs. Dave Krenzel pinch hits for Wes Obermueller. Dave Krenzel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Krenzel hits a pop-up towards short. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Pedro Liriano now pitching. Javier Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bragg is 0-for-1 in the game. Bragg hits a fly ball into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ryan Friel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Friel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Friel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ginter fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Barry Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin takes first base on ball 4. Friel moves to second. Sean Casey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Casey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Casey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Overbay scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Casey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Reds 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Podsednik is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. Podsednik hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Jimenez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hall is 0-for-4 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lyle Overbay is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Overbay is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Overbay strikes out. 2 outs. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jenkins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground into center field, out of the reach of Bragg. Jenkins reaches second base with a double. Hall moves to third. Keith Ginter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ginter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ginter hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Dunn is 0-for-3 in the game. Dunn hits a line drive into center field. Podsednik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. D'Angelo Jimenez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jimenez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jimenez strikes out. 2 outs. Austin Kearns is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kearns is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kearns hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Reds 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Danny Graves now pitching. Brady Clark is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards third. Friel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clark moves to second. Gabe White now pitching. Gary Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bennett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bennett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clark scores. Helms moves to second. It's 11-4, Brewers. Chris Magruder pinch hits for Pedro Liriano. Chris Magruder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Magruder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin fields it and throws to second for the out. Helms moves to third. 1 out. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Podsednik is 4 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. Podsednik hits a ball on the ground towards first. Casey fields it and throws to home to get Helms. Magruder moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hall is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Mike Adams now pitching. Chris Magruder now playing left field. Jacob Cruz pinch hits for Gabe White. Jacob Cruz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cruz strikes out. 1 out. Javier Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bragg is 0 for 2 in the game. Bragg hits a pop-up towards short. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ryan Friel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Friel is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Friel takes first base on ball 4. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Larkin is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 11, and Cincinnati Reds, 4. Goodbye from Miller Park in Milwaukee.